Today's gospel reading is a part of Jesus' farewell discourse to his disciples. I'm sorry, please sit down. Jesus has just told the disciples that he is going to be crucified. Now he is telling them that he will not leave them alone because he will send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide them and remind them of everything Jesus said, taught, and did. This is the way that Jesus will be with them forever. In other words, Jesus would live on because of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would live in the disciples, just like the Holy Spirit lives in all believers. Because the Holy Spirit lives in all believers, they will show their love for Jesus by keeping all of his commandments. The Holy Spirit's role in our lives is the same role the Holy Spirit had in the lives of the disciples. He is a helper, teacher, guide, and encourager. He continues to do Jesus' work. He gives us gifts that are based on the character of Christ. In return, we are to work in the Spirit and obey God. Those who believe in Jesus and his death and resurrection are inseparable from Jesus, especially through the Holy Spirit. We see Jesus in heaven, but in the meantime, we have the Holy Spirit. We will see Jesus in heaven. Okay? But in the meantime, we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit allows believers to see Jesus, even though he is no longer physically with us. The Holy Spirit will always stand beside God's people. He is referred to as the Spirit of Truth, because truth is part of the nature of the Holy Spirit's mission. The Holy Spirit testifies to God's truth and brings people to the truth through conviction that leads to repentance and faith. Even though the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you, it does not remove from us the responsibility to prepare by reading the Bible and prayerful study. We should say with King David, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." We should, as Paul said, study to show ourselves before God as approved workmen. But if we do our part, God's Spirit will be present to aid us and to inspire us. When the Holy Spirit is present, Jesus is present. When Jesus is present, God is present. Loving Jesus means wanting him because he is desirable. It means admiring him because he is infinitely admirable. It means treasuring him because he is so very valuable. It means enjoying him because he is enjoyable. It means being satisfied with all that he is because he is infinitely satisfying. It is the response of the reawakened human soul to all that is true and good and beautiful and embodied in Jesus. The Holy Spirit is just like Jesus. So following the Spirit is no different from following Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the light that focuses our life on Jesus Christ. Just before he left the earth, Jesus gave his church the Great Commission. He told them, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you till the end of the age." At our baptism, we are christened, we are named, we are brought into Christ. The priest pours water on us, lays hands on our head, and prays for us that we will be filled with the Holy Spirit. We who have thus accepted Christ are now part of a new creation. Today, Joshua and Jasmine have brought Joelle to church with the desire of bringing her up to become a disciple of Christ. And it is fitting that they have brought her for baptism today on Pentecost Sunday. And it is our prayer that as Joelle grows in the Christian faith, that she too will experience the refining of her life by the filling of the Holy Spirit. This morning, Joelle will start this journey. But this isn't the end of it. Baptism does not avoid the need for Joelle at a later stage to make her own Christian commitment to be a disciple of Christ. Baptism isn't an everlasting insurance policy. Rather, it is the beginning of a new life in which her parents have identified her as a Christian. But she still has to make that Christian commitment herself. I would encourage you, Joshua and Jasmine, to read the Bible to Joelle regularly, because that is where she will learn how to live the Christian life. It is through reading and studying the Bible that Joelle will learn to walk in the Christian faith. We pray that this will be the beginning of her Christian walk, that she will, when she is older, decide to become a disciple of Christ. We have all come into the kingdom of heaven by the calling of God's Spirit. We all are joined to Christ's body, the church, by baptism. The Holy Spirit makes each of us a member of Christ's body. He engrafts us into the true vine. He makes us a branch of the true olive tree. He forms us into living stones set into the temple of God, of the living God, which is the church. He opens the way to eternal life. We all need to live as members of Christ by the quickening, empowering ministry of the Holy Spirit. On this birthday of the church, may God grant us grace to behold the power, might, and purpose of His Spirit as He continues in our day what He began on that Pentecost. And may we fasten our hopes upon that selfsame work of Christ's Spirit to the end that we join the hosts of saints before us as living stones in the temple of God, as lights that shine in a dark world, until the day when we are gathered before the Lamb on His throne to join that throng in singing His praises. Amen.